I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Haven't had quite enough of Anna Nicole Smith yet? Well, here's commentator Erin Aubrey Kaplan with her final thoughts on the life of the late celebrity.
Would the postmortem of Anna Nicole Smith be such a saga if she had been black? Bear with me here. Let's face it, this whole baby daddy drama with a cast of daddy hopefuls big enough to make an independent movie is something we typically associate with black women. Of course, black women don't get the Anna Nicole treatment. The black single unwed mother and its companion stereotype, the black oversexed woman, is sometimes a momentary sensation, a permanent poster girl for crumbling family values, but almost never a story. The qualifications of black people who rate personal stories are very high. You have to throw yourself in front of an oncoming train to save a stranger or win a dozen major golf championships. What did Anna Nicole do? One thing she probably did was sleep around. But rather than condemn her for her immorality, we actually boosted her status as a celebrity. Black women should be so lucky. But let's not be naive here. People paid attention to Anna Nicole because she had money. Lots of money. The kind of money black women generally do not have. People with money are America's royalty, the equivalent of a monarchy that generally has nothing to recommend it besides keeping wealth in the family for a very long time. In America, people may not have held it for a long time. We prefer the phenomenon of getting rich quick. It's good for democracy. But once you get wealthy, you're in like Flint. Anna Nicole inherited her millions, just like Queen Elizabeth. But we like to paint hers as a bootstrap story, a classic Horatio Alger tale of a scrappy Texas girl who single-handedly lifted herself out of obscurity and borderline obesity to achieve worldwide fame. She's only famous for being famous, but we still see that as an achievement and, in a weird way, an inspiration. In America, you too can be a high school dropout and have no talent other than ambition and still strike it rich. But as with so many other things American, this myth only seems to work if you're white. The reason Anna Nicole resonated for so many, even for those who might not admit it, is because she invited empathy. She was not only white, but she was Southern, hard scrabble, self-invented. She was a Southern belle and the good old boy wrapped in one, Scarlett O'Hara, snatching unlikely victory from the jaws of defeat. Sure, she was tacky, but we don't resent her the way we resented Leona Helmsley or some other blue-blood, greedy corporate exec. Anna Nicole just kind of arrived on a scene that was set long before she got there. But being famous for being famous, now that's a privileged media status that black people just don't get. People don't seem very interested in following our lives just for the hell of it. Yet the irony is that black women are a lot like Anna Nicole, and I don't mean because she was a single mom. Like her, they're audacious and bodacious. They tend to be overweight and flaunted as a beauty plus, not a problem. They're scrappy and resourceful and favor elaborate hairdos. They just tend not to marry oil tycoons and inherit fortunes. Even if they did, they probably still wouldn't hold the public's voyeuristic attention the way Anna Nicole did, even in death. Now that's a difference you can keep.
Erin Aubrey Kaplan is a Los Angeles-based journalist.